Hey everybody, welcome into Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg, this is Chris Hockey, and we've got an amazing week planned for you.
Yeah, speaking of amazing, how about that amazing win? Go Vikes!
Oh my gosh, thanks in part to Case Keenum.
Yeah, who's, by the way, on Vikings Karaoke this week. He sings great, he plays great quarterback. You're going to like him even more after this.
Also coming up, we have Word of Mouth back. It's our new game show. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, wait till you see who's playing. And then, of course, we have the mascot game, which was so much fun to watch.
That was so good. The kids from Egan gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, they got run over. And in much the same way, the Lions come to town this week, and I hear we got something for the Lion offense.
You know what we're bringing? We're bringing the hammer.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer?
It's on a different
floor. Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
F***ing out of control.
Okay, so if you weren't tuned into social media, this is everything you missed this week. And we start with, what are we looking at? Better luck next week to these guys.
Yeah, you know, this was going into the game, of course.
Okay.
And let's see, who did Marshall Faulk pick?
Tampa Bay.
What about Michael Irvin?
Tampa Bay.
Steve Mariota, of course, he probably, who'd he pick?
Tampa Bay.
What about Kurt Warner?
I thought he was smart. I thought he would have picked the Vikings.
He seems like, he didn't though.
He picked Tampa Bay.
Okay, but what about Rich Eisen?
Tampa Bay.
Well, they're all doing horribly. That's what you get for not picking the Vikings.
Should have had me on that panel.
When you shut down Mike Evans, you deserve dessert, and that's exactly what he got. He says, when you ball out and the restaurant gives you this, that's pretty cool.
That's so amazing.
Props to the restaurant for knowing what's up, and I hope he ate that, because Mike Evans.
And good job to Rhodes,
Which way would you go here, right or left?
Both.
Yeah, of course, that's the way to go.
I'd just go crazy on it.
Amen.
I'd go animal on that.
Let's go have dinner. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do that.
Oh my gosh, I love this hairdo.
Oh, look at his hair. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and when the breeze
Coach,
gets going.
Your hair is beautiful.
That's a distraction.
Did you see how, I can't believe he didn't drift away on that.
I can't, yeah.
I used to have hair like that.
You did?
I really did.
You should do it again.
No, I can't. If I could, I would. Trust me, my entire head would be like that, and I'd float away on the wings of an angel. So, same game, not quite as much fun.
Okay, sacking your own QB is a bold move it's a stupid move. Nobody would do that, right?
Well, nobody until this weekend. Again, your coach's hair is too beautiful for him to, I guess, tell you which team you play for. Look, he wraps up his own quarterback. That's something I don't understand. I understand accidentally running into the quarterback. He literally wraps him up and plants him in the ground.
Was he trying to help him out? Like, was there any sort of strategy behind it that
we're
missing?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he doesn't like the quarterback. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
but that's
maybe
a bad
it was a
move.
Personal issue.
I'm going to guess
gonna
when
start
they
spreading that rumor.
They watched the film the next day, and I would guess he got made fun of a little bit. You know, it looked like a wrestling move.
Yeah. No, this looks like a wrestling move.
Yeah.
When football and wrestling collide, this is why. Oh, my gosh.
Look at this. So that's, I mean, that's the move right there. You pick your partner up, or you pick your opponent up, you throw him to your partner, and then he body slams him.
It looks like the good old WWF days.
It does, doesn't it?
All they needed was a table.
You were really into Hulk Hogan, weren't you?
I actually was. Oh my gosh, did you see what happened to the Lions?
All right, listen, it's not bad enough.
It's terrible.
That in my opinion, they got robbed at the end of that game.
Yeah, I don't even want them to win, but I still feel bad for them.
Of course, you still feel bad for them. They earned the win. They lose by 6 inches. Then they go to the locker room, and, you know, they've had a hard day. They're going to eat. And then, of course.
Food makes everything better.
Yeah, not this time. Now, the food catches on fire in the locker room after they lost the game. I mean, our pets' heads are falling off. Our food is on fire. And look at this. Now, how I almost said a bad word.
Wait.
How tough is this lady?
This chick
she
needs to
tries to blow it out.
Wait, she's not even allowed. She just opened it up like, yeah, we're
right.
on fire
it's
again.
It's like backdraft up in here, and she tries to blow
she's
it
like,
out like a birthday candle. I mean, she's tough as nails.
The Lions should recruit her.
They need to recruit somebody.
Right? They wouldn't miss that extra six
Absolutely.
Inches with her on the
right.
field.
Extra crispy, whatever it was.
They need ketchup with that. All right, well, that's everything you might have missed in social media this week. And a big thanks to Microsoft and Tagboard.
Yeah, you're all caught up. So next week, do a little better.